I thought Oprah Winfrey went away. Didn't she quit? I thought she was done. She's back now with a television program on literally, no pun intended, her own network, OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. She's got this television program, and a few months ago she was at Lakewood Church in Houston, where Joel Osteen is the pastor. And you will recall when she was there, I played you the audio of Joel Osteen introducing her to the crowd there and raving about how wonderful it was to have Oprah Winfrey there on the front row. Well, after that service, she sat down with Joel and Victoria Osteen and did an interview. Joel, the poor guy, I mean, he means well. He really does. He tries hard, Joel Osteen. He really does try hard to answer these theological questions that people like Larry King and Piers Morgan and now Oprah Winfrey are throwing at him. So here we go again. Here is Oprah Winfrey and Joel Osteen, which aired on the OWN network just last week.
How would you explain God to a non-believer?
I would explain God as the creator, a heavenly father, of someone that wants to be in relationship with you, just as somebody that's for you, as a friend.
Okay, so here's the big question. Are there many paths to get to the one God?
Well, I believe, Oprah, that I believe that Jesus is the way to the one God, but I believe there are many paths to Jesus. You know, you don't know how Jesus would reveal himself to somebody. So I'm not into excluding people. Jesus can reveal himself to anybody.
There's only one God, but there are many paths to Jesus. Now, I want you to really think about what Osteen has just said there. I don't think Joel Osteen knows what he just said there. Jesus is the one true God. Orthodox Christianity has always taught, since the Council of Trent anyway, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. And for Osteen to say that there is only one God, there's only one path to God, and his name is Jesus, and yet there are many paths to Jesus, is to contradict oneself theologically in a way that it doesn't take a genius to figure out. I don't believe Osteen knows what he's saying. Osteen has zero theological education, zero theological training. He was the head of the camera crew for his father when his father suddenly died, and somebody had to step up and take over. And when they couldn't find anybody, they chose, Joel's there. He's the heir apparent. Come on, let's put a suit on this kid. He's used to running around in jeans and a T-shirt running the camera crew. We'll just put a nice, fix up his hair and his teeth and put him on television. Osteen doesn't have a clue when it comes to theology. For Osteen to say that there is one path to God and his name is Jesus, but there are many paths to Jesus, is to suggest that all paths lead to God because Jesus is God. This is disturbing. It's problematic because, as I pointed out about a month ago, Joel Osteen is considered by, if you ask random Americans on the street who is the most influential Christian minister in America today, they will tell you it's Joel Osteen. This is disturbing. This is disturbing that Joel Osteen would tell Oprah Winfrey, there is one path to God, his name is Jesus, but there are many paths to Jesus. By saying that, he is denying the deity of Jesus Christ. He is simply throwing Jesus into the bucket of prophets. If pressed, he might as well say that Muhammad, there are many paths to Muhammad, and Muhammad leads to the one true God. Or there are many paths to Buddha, and the Buddha leads to the one true God. This is problematic that Osteen cannot take a firm stand and say there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. It's disturbing that he cannot say, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Why can't Joel Osteen quote Scripture? Why can't he just do what pastors are supposed to do and speak truth by simply quoting what the Bible says and let the chips fall where they may? Here's Oprah again with Joel Osteen.
obviously, in your church, we see all people, all races. I can't imagine that you would have 16,000 people in there and none of them would be gay. So are gay people also included?
Absolutely. Anybody is. You know, Oprah, we sometimes make maybe the Christian community makes a bigger deal out of being gay, but...
Will a gay person be accepted into heaven as you see it?
Well, I believe they will, because I believe that, you have to have forgiveness for your sins, but, you know, sometimes we look at gay being, you know, a bigger sin than being proud or being, you know, not telling the truth. I don't think God categorizes sins. I think we're all changing, and, you know, I'd love to think that we're all going to be without one sin. I hope that's true, but I don't think any of us would make it to heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, I would encourage people to be willing to change and grow. And, if you've got a problem with your temper, let's keep growing. But I think that it's going to be open for all of us or we wouldn't have a chance.
Osteen is absolutely right that God does not make a distinction between homosexuals, adulterers, liars, thieves. They are all unrighteous. Every one of us are sinners. He's absolutely right when he points at himself and says, I've got sin. He's absolutely wrong, however, when he says, I sure hope that I don't stand in front of God with sin. Well, I got to tell you something, Joel. If you think for an instant, for any moment, that you will stand before God with sin, you will be incinerated on the spot, because our God is of purer eyes than to behold evil. The answer that Joel Osteen needs to give is Christ is all my righteousness. Jesus Christ is all my righteousness. The answer to the question, will there be homosexuals in heaven? Yes. Those who don't practice homosexuality, who've been redeemed from their homosexuality, who have forsaken their homosexuality, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall find mercy. Yes, there will be homosexuals and drunkards and thieves. This is exactly what I think 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And he lists adulterers and thieves and liars, homosexuals. And then in the very next verse says, and such were some of you, but you are washed. Osteen fails to give the gospel when he's asked these questions. Osteen is so concerned about not wanting to be presented as narrow-minded and bigoted that he fails to give the gospel. The answer to Oprah's question when she says, will there be homosexuals in heaven? Well, of course there will be homosexuals in heaven who have been redeemed and by the blood of Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit have overcome their sin. We are all overcomers by the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't stand in our own righteousness. It concerns me that you've got the most influential Christian pastor in America who's not certain as to whether or not the atoning sacrifice, substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ has totally taken away his sin, covered his sin, and replaced it with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because when you stand in the presence of Jesus Christ, when you stand in the presence of God on Judgment Day, the believer stands with his advocate. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. The answer to Oprah's question is, Oprah, Jesus Christ is all my righteousness. The answer to Oprah's question is the Apostle Paul saying, I don't want a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but the righteousness which is of God, the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Osteen says something else is disturbing there. I believe, Oprah, if we just change, if we just try hard and we change and we become better and we do better, that's moralism. That's not the gospel. We can't try harder and do better. We can't change. That's the problem. We cannot change. We need the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to us. Jesus Christ, the righteous, the man Christ Jesus, perfectly obeys God. He perfectly fulfills every jot and tittle of the law. And he takes that righteousness to the cross, exchanges our sin for his righteousness. And when Osteen says, I sure hope when I stand before God, it's without sin. I got to tell you something. When I stand before God, I'm standing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Edward Mote put it this way in that great hymn, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Osteen seems to know nothing of the gospel. He seems to know nothing about the truth of the substitutionary atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And it's sad because he has such a wonderful platform. Oprah wants to talk to him. Piers Morgan wants to talk to him. Larry King wants to talk to him. What an opportunity for Joel Osteen to say, Oprah, Christ is my righteousness. Christ is the righteousness of a sinning pastor, and Christ is the righteousness of the homosexual. Christ is the righteousness of a multi-billionaire talk show host like yourself. Jesus Christ is all my righteousness. Why can't Osteen just say that? Here's the final clip. He does come pretty close to finally being orthodox about homosexuality.
But does that mean that you're saying, because I want to be clear and I don't want to interpret anything that isn't, does that mean that you're saying that you believe that being gay is a sin?
I believe that homosexuality is shown as a sin in the scripture. I do. That's just the way. I mean, Oprah, it's a hard thing in a sense because I'm for everybody. I'm not against anybody. I don't think anybody's second class. But when I read the scripture, I just, with good faith, I can't see that it doesn't show that that's not, that being a sin, that it is a sin.
Good for Joel. Good for Joel finally saying, yes, homosexuality is a sin, but bad for Joel for saying, I'm for everybody. God is for everybody. No, God is the enemy of those who persist in their sin. God is the enemy. God is not love to a sinner who persists in his sin. God is love to a sinner who is of a broken and contrite spirit and will repent of their sin. Joel Osteen doesn't know the gospel, and it's tragic. It's just tragic.